The Maine Supreme Court today issued a ruling in a case that could determine whether voters will use ranked choice voting in the November presidential election. The case involves a citizen initiative that supporters are trying to get onto the fall ballot. But as Mel Leary reports, today's opinion doesn't determine the fate of the ballot question itself. Mel Leary has more.
In a procedural ruling, the state Supreme Court said that a lower court decision that would send the citizen initiative to the voters this fall is on hold. The law court did not rule, however, on the substance of the citizen initiative itself. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap.
What they did today was clarify that there's an automatic stay in place and that they didn't need to rule on whether or not we could get a stay. So that puts us in the posture now of going to print ballots where there is no people's veto question and a ranked choice election for president.
The citizen initiative was launched by the Republican Party, which opposes ranked choice voting and wants voters to decide whether it should apply to the presidential race in Maine. If the ballot question were to qualify for the ballot, the state constitution would require that ranked choice voting in the race be suspended until voters decide the issue. Dunlap says as ballot printing deadlines loom, he's concerned about what will happen if the law court should issue an additional ruling that the signatures are indeed valid.
If they now rule that the Superior Court was correct in this initial ruling, that puts us in a lot of trouble because, you know, we're at a point now where we have to go to print. We have to have ballots in the hands of military and overseas voters before the end of the month.
Dunlap says ballots would have to be reprinted under those circumstances at a cost he estimates at about $250,000. In addition, he says, the state could be in violation of federal law requiring that ballots be available for overseas and military voters by September 19th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.